Morgan Wallen, you proof on B105. Did you see that thing on our website that shows back the throwback photo? You didn't see it?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, you're trying to get your headphones working.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything in my headphones.
Okay,
sorry.
So we were just playing Morgan Wallen there.
Yes.
There's a throwback photo of when he was on The Voice, and it's like, gosh, it doesn't even look. It just looks like a kid. Just a little kid.
Oh yeah, and I
remember watching.
I talked
him
about
on the
this weekend. I feel bad because it's like it's so easy, kind of to like laugh because. He became, like, the biggest star in country music, but when you watch that, you're just like, what?
Yeah.
So, I love it.
That's crazy.
He had a glow up.
He certainly did, you know? Millions of dollars will do that for somebody, I guess.
Yeah, you're not, oh, never mind. I was going to say, anyone who has a lot of money can be cute. He is cute, though.
Okay, moving on. Jelly Roll, Save Me on B105, the Northland's number one for new country. We have the B105 Buzz today, brought to you by East Central Energy, member-owned, homegrown, community-focused since 1936.
Yep, so I feel bad bringing this up because this is just another fear, but I have to. We've had a radiothon, couldn't talk about it. So Orkin, you know, they're like a pest control company. They always come, like, release their list of, like, the cities that they have to do bed bug stuff the most. And for the first time, Minnesota's on the list, and that is Minneapolis. So
really?
If you are one of those people that travels to and from Duluth to Minneapolis all the time, you might want to be careful.
Bed bugs. I've never had bed bugs.
No.
Ugh.
Now I'm scared. And sometimes when I'm like in a hotel, I'll just convince myself that there's bed bugs in my brain. There's not.
What are the signs? How do you tell if there's bed bugs?
So apparently you can like see them. They're 3/16 of an inch.
Face. Just right down on the sheets.
Right. But you can like untuck the covers and like the corner and check there. But there's mainly just prevention tips, like, you know, check and then put your suitcase. Don't like put it on the bed. Put it on like a counter or whatever. There's a bunch of different tips. So you can go to B105country.com. Check those out. Especially if you're buying like secondhand furniture, possibly. You want to look that.
Yeah.
Look, you know.
You know, I told you about the time I had cockroaches in southern Minnesota, right?
You sure did.
I pretty much torched everything because I mean they like especially like warm electronics. You know they love going into there and stuff like backs of TV. Well, now flat screen TVs are a different deal. Okay,
ick.
That's enough. Your B105 Buzz today. How about that? No, I'll mention this real quick. Did you see that automated license plate readers are being installed in St. Louis County?
Tell me like what the purpose is of those.
Well, they said the cameras captured license plates and vehicle characteristics, not people or faces, and it's for solving crimes and stuff. It's not going to be used for regular traffic or anything like that, violations yet, but it's kind of controversial.
It'll happen, though.
Big Brother's watching.
Yep, always.
Where it starts.
Always.
Give them an inch, they take a mile, you know?
Yep.
Just kidding. I don't really care either way. I don't have anything to hide.
Right, that's true. But I still panic. Like, I'm that person that slams the brakes even if I'm not speeding when I see a cop because I just don't want to get in trouble.
Okay, well, maybe you get it. Well, you're happily dating now, but I mean, maybe you get a number, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's a good way to pick up a man in uniform.
Okay, now you've been watching too much Blue Bloods.
Okay.
And so have I.
Moving on, that's your B105 Buzz. Lee Bryce, one of them girls on B105, Northland's number one for new country. So, I went out on a date night the other night with my wife.
Oh, for a second, I'm like, you're dating? It's been a long few days with the radio.
Yeah, I'm dating my wife.
You've been married for a long time.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is that you got, I saw that something, then you get to date your wife. So I've been trying to actually, like, plan things better and, you know, do some fun stuff. So the other night, like, we didn't have our daughter was at ski club or whatever. So we didn't have to pick up any kids and we had, like, a free night. And, like,
that's great.
What are we going to do? So we went out to the Hammond Steakhouse. Every time I go to the Hammond Steakhouse, and I'm not getting paid for this, okay?
Okay.
Unless they want to.
Nice.
I go out to the Hammond Steakhouse, right? And each time I go there, I'm like, why don't I come here more often?
Right. It's so
I'm like, I only go there like once a year, but like, I mean, we should be going more often.
Well, we're going tomorrow, so.
Oh, that's right.
So now we, yeah.
Ooh, I had steak and lobster.
Wow.
It was a deal. It was like $28. You got like a 7-ounce sirloin and lobster tail, which is plenty.
I always get the filet mignon.
Well, branch out a little bit.
Why branch out when you can have filet mignon?
That's a good point.
But maybe I'll add a lobster or something on there, you know? Right. Why not?
Well, yeah, you're not paying.
Exactly.
Anyway, I talked about how it's like one of the last of its kind. It's like one of the last real steakhouses. Mm-hmm. And I love it because you actually get a salad without having to order a side salad. You
know
what I mean?
Love that.
Bring that back.
Mm-hmm.
Bring that back. No, we got to do it with the.
Oh.
Bring that.
Oh, okay.
No, we're not getting a chant started here. Alan Jackson, Jimmy Buffett. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. B105, Northland's number one for new country. It's Ken and Lauren. We got Lauren's Country Lowdown coming up here before 7 a.m. We'll find out what's happening this week. And
well, I don't even know what to do because there's been so many country music stories, you know. Since,
that's true.
And we've been doing the radiothon. So how do I
even
break this
up? Wow. Yeah.
Oh, no.
We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Don't panic. You're going to be okay, Lauren.
There's just so many. I'm, like, overwhelmed.
I think the radiothon broke you.
It did. Okay. It did.
Oh, hang in there. We'll be back with it next on B105. Zach Brown Band, same boat, B105. Lauren's Country Lowdown. We've got a lot to catch up on because we had the radiothon, so we had a couple days without it. So
much. Okay. There's a lot. So that's why we have part two. But we briefly touched on this. Darius Rucker was arrested on drug possession charges.
Yeah.
This happened Thursday. Big news because, of course, it was picked up by TMZ because he's a big country star, but he was also in Hootie and the Blowfish, so everybody knows him. But this happened Thursday. And also, the Williamson County Mobile Patrol Public Safety app, apparently they have an app, they shared information about the arrest and his mugshot. So according to TMZ, his lawyer says that Darius is fully cooperating. It's misdemeanor charges, three of them, two for simple possession of a controlled substance. We don't know what it is. And then driving with an expired registration or plates.
Relatable.
That is relatable.
That's relatable, for sure.
We don't know really what happened, but he was booked at noon on Thursday. 2 hours later, released on bond of $10,500. Is that kind of high?
Yeah, well, he's got the money. Maybe that's why.
I don't know much about bond, but I feel like that's kind of high. But anyways, we'll see what happens. You can read more.
There's no such thing as a good mugshot.
His mugshot's not good. But I don't think he probably wanted it to be.
Well, it's probably because, hey, you know, you're realizing that this is going to be everywhere right now.
Yeah.
And like Chris Young, how many mugshots have we had in country music? I mean, how is it that Jelly Roll's the one keeping his nose clean out of all these people? You know what I mean?
Right. Well, speaking of Jelly Roll, my next story is about him. This is how you know that you've made it. He is in a Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, for Uber Eats.
Yeah, so he shared a short clip of the new ad, and it's basically him telling his order from Uber Eats, puts a few items in the medicine cabinet, closes the door, watches his reflection, can't believe his eyes. He's like, oh, I have tattoos on my eyes. It's just funny, but Lainey Wilson, she's also going to be in a Super Bowl commercial.
I don't want to hear about it because I want to experience it the first time during the Super Bowl.
All I'll say is that she's making a cameo in a Coors Light commercial.
Okay.
It's on our website, so
I'm
it's not a
secret. I'm just saying, I like to watch it when they happen. I don't like the fact that they brought these commercials out before the Super Bowl. It's like opening a Christmas present early. There's no reason to.
Okay.
It ruins it for everybody.
Okay, well then don't read about that. B105country.com.
Okay.
And then I have to mention this. Keith Urban has a new song out. It's kicking off his 12th studio album. It is called Straight Line, classic Keith Urban song. Energetic, fun, probably about Nicole Kidman. So you can listen to it on your B105 app. Then next hour, we're going to talk about the winners of the Grammys last night. I haven't had like too much time to sit and like go through their reactions and everything, but we will talk about that.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much. Lauren's Country Lowdown, you did a stellar job. I don't know what you're... B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. We've got the 710 laugh-off here at the... 710.
Yep.
I saw in the grocery store, I was walking into the Super One in Superior, and they have... like grocery TV on this giant like tablet computer screen or whatever, and it's giving you jokes. And I'm like, you're kind of butting in on our game here.
You should watch your lane, your own lane. Stay in your own lane.
You're telling me or them?
Them.
Oh, okay. I've heard that from you so many times that I thought you were talking to me. But they had some good ones on there, and I'm going to use them.
Oh. Okay.
That's where I get my jokes now.
It's like cheating.
If you see me standing at Super One with a notepad, staring at it, writing it down, that's what's going on.
That would probably raise some red flags.
Yeah. That's the first time. Okay, so 710 laugh-off coming up here, yes. B105. Keith Urban, long, hot summer on B105, the Northland's number one for new country. Let's do the 710 laugh-off. You ready?
I am ready.
Born ready. I don't remember. It's been so long. You go first.
Okay. Ken, what do you call Samsung's security team? The Guardians of the Galaxy.
I should have seen that one coming.
I know. I'm surprised that you didn't.
Lauren, I gave my daughter an apple. She said, Dad, I wanted a pear. Gave her another apple.
Love, my lip is quivering.
The funny thing about that is that a kid asks for fruit. It doesn't happen. I have to force it on them. I have a rule in the house. You can have any snack you want as long as it's fruit or vegetable. You don't have to ask. You don't have to.
One of those vegetables that's expiring in the drawer.
Yeah, right.
Ken, what is the best name for a man who can't stand up? Well, Neil.
Why can't he stand up? What happened to him?
His feet got tired. His foot fell asleep. I don't know. Don't look too far into it.
I was going to do one. I don't get it. I thought I got this joke. I don't think I get it.
Okay.
No, I get it now. It's not very good. Okay, I can do it now anyway. Lauren, what do you call a statistician who lies? An outlier. Outlying.
That was good.
I didn't get it at first.
So this one was sent in by Olivia. Thank you, Olivia. One of my new joke people. And how come there aren't any moms that are like mom Pop-Tarts? Because of the pastryarchy. Wait. I think I messed that up.
Oh, my God. That was cringy.
I deserve to lose because I think I copy and pasted that wrong. Sorry, Olivia. I botched your joke.
I'm not laughing at the joke. I'm laughing at... Okay. All right. I'm going to do one here.
Not great.
Lauren. Why did Mike Tyson go to a Christian plastic surgeon? To get a faith flip.
Okay. That's bad.
Okay. Oh.
That was bad. Like, I feel like I can't laugh at that, but also it was good. So, congratulations.
Mike Tyson, you know? Okay, moving on.
Yeah, let's hope that he's not listening.
Yeah, I love how you say that. Like, well, it could happen. You never know.
Yeah, I feel like we don't want to be on his bad side.
That's for sure. That is for sure. Okay, Cole Swindell coming up. More next on B105. B105 Breakfast Club. Ken and Lauren. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Rankster question.
Yeah, so we had our radiothon Thursday and Friday, so we aren't going to go over whatever day it was, Wednesday's brain teaser, but we have a nice Valentine's Day themed one today. 85% of these purchased in February are purchased by women. Oh, what is it? I gave a hint. It has to do with the holiday.
Yeah. Okay. 85% of these are purchased.
What is funny?
Well, because I mean, the hint was pretty good. There's a lot of options out there. Okay. 85% of these are purchased this month, 85% of these purchased this month are purchased by women. What are they? Okay. It's funny because I think the women are like really the only ones that care about this too, so.
I don't care about this.
All right.
But it's kind of just like, maybe you just feel like you have to do this. I don't know.
727-B105, 727-2105. Get your brain working this Monday morning. 85% of these purchased this month are purchased by women.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it was has to do with the upcoming holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you even call it a holiday? I don't know.
It's a holiday.
Okay. All right. 727-B105. Call now. Good luck with Sam. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. Okay, here we go. Your brain teaser question.
Okay, 85% of these purchased in February are purchased by women. What is it?
Okay. In February.
Uh-huh.
Right, let's go to the phone, see what we got. Hello, B105, what's your guess?
Razor blades.
Not razor blades. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, what's your guess?
Is it a Hallmark card?
Yes.
Yes.
Valentine's Day cards.
Nice work.
Right.
I can see that being a woman's job.
Yeah, but then, okay, but they're the only ones that really care about it, right?
It's kind of a waste.
No. To buy any card these days, but...
Yeah. Well, let's not come after the card people. They're having a rough time,
Okay, you're right.
Sorry, card people.
I think the men's thing is to get, like, the flowers on the way home from work.
Yeah, from the grocery store or the gas station.
Yeah.
Who's this?
This is Parisa.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing all right, I think, right?
Well, yeah, doing okay.
Okay, good. Well, thanks for asking. we got you some Taco John's, right? Right?
Yep, Taco John's.
Okay. You hang on.
Sounds cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for playing. Hey, I think, don't we have Papa Murphy's to give away two of these points?
Yeah, we do, but I have to, like, look into it. I got the same email as you. I got to see how many we have, all that stuff.
What do you mean all that information wasn't in the email?
It was not in the... I got the same email as you.
Oh, my gosh.
So I have to look more into that.
There's no way anybody working here would omit 90% of the information you needed in an email.
On a Monday. Yeah, that's why... You know, I just...
I love playing guessing games when it comes to work.
Right. And, like, when you just forward, like, a 20-email-long email, and then they're like, well, the information was in the email. I'm like, I'm not scrolling down that far.
I love going on a scavenger hunt for what I'm supposed to do.
So we do, but I will look more into it to answer your question, Ken.
Got a little salty there on that one. Well, I mean, it would take one sentence to explain. I mean, we're in communication here, people.
I know. Well, we're really not.
This is communications related, you know?
We're going to be okay.
I don't know about that.
I'll figure it out.
All right, 727 B105. Hey, I got a Willie Nelson update for you.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Willie Nelson Chia. My Willie Chia update.
I brought my Luke Combs tumbler. I've been dying to open it.
Whoa! We've got a heck of a morning for you now, don't
like,
we?
It came on like Wednesday, and I'm like, I want to open this, but I promised everybody I would wait. So.
I can't wait. We can do a Facebook Live on that?
We probably do.
Should we do a Facebook Live with that and my Chia?
Yeah,
we'll do
I think
a double
so.
Facebook Live.
I think
it's not
so.
A double Facebook Live, but it's actually well, double the reason to.
Yeah, okay. I think we should.
Stay tuned. It's an exciting Monday. B105. B105 Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Look how like I'm multitasking over here.
I know. I'm scared that the camera's pointed at me right now.
Well, I mean, you're the main attraction here.
No, I'm not. So we've been talking about two things a lot recently. And one of them is my Luke Combs tumbler. I guess I don't really need to give that much background, but recently, I don't even remember when, but it, like a report came out that said that Luke Combs... who had an incredible moment on the Grammys last night, but we'll get to that. He was like suing somebody that was selling tumblers with his face on it. You know, I love a tumbler.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So then he made it right. He's like, that wasn't me. I'm making sure this gets dropped. And then he sold tumblers. He's like, I'm going to whip up a tumbler and all of the proceeds are going to go to this woman who was selling tumblers. Cause she, she did that to make a living. So all the proceeds went to her, so I obviously had to...
By the way, what's your other tumbler you have over there already?
A Buc-ee's.
Show that. We'll bring that up.
I went to a Buc-ee's.
Okay.
And I obviously had to get one.
Ballpark, how many tumblers do you own?
A lot.
More than 10?
Yeah. I got one for Christmas, too.
Okay.
But...
Open this up.
I'm trying. Oh, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. Okay. Living for this. So this is my $20...
$20
Luke Combs tumbler. Look at, I mean, this is perfect for me because if you know me, you know Luke.
It's very extra.
Luke is like my number one in life. Wow. This is beautiful. Worth
$20. Okay.
And it's for a good cause, so.
Right.
Very, very gorgeous. Love it. Love it. So happy. I also want to say this came Wednesday and I've been waiting to open
it.
But
you.
I promise.
Very patient.
This is just the best. I should have got more than one just in case something happens to this one. You know?
Okay.
It's just stunning. Anyways. So there you go, Luke Combs tumbler.
Love it.
Now we have another update we have to do.
Oh, Willie.
Yeah.
My Willie Chia. All right, here's the deal. I don't know what I'm doing wrong here.
Okay, because we had some sprouts.
It's sprouting.
Yeah.
It's sprouting. The braids.
Yeah.
As you can see, they're coming in really nice.
Wow. Oh, that looks really nice. The braids, I'm watching on Facebook Live, not even in this video. Like, that looks great.
Yeah, well, we got somebody got 8 monitors over here you can't see around. But in the back, I mean, it's coming in.
What's going on with the top of the head?
Nothing. That's what I don't know. What am I doing wrong?
Oh, there's some sprouts on the back there, but...
Somebody tell me what I'm doing wrong
here. The top of the head. Have you been putting water in the hole?
Yeah, I've been filling it up. See, if you look inside, there is growth inside. It's like it's growing from the inside out. But I can't get anything to grow, sprout out
here.
Okay,
so there's sprouts around it.
So he's just going to be a bald Willy with... braids.
The braids look amazing, though.
That's coming in. Give you that. Do I have to trim this? And what's this white stuff here? That's gross.
Where?
Right there. See?
Ooh.
See? I got to clip my fingernails. That's gross.
Thank you for sharing that.
Okay. But I don't know.
I think that's part of the
him again. I don't know. Maybe I've been putting
it. You have to, like, massage the chia seeds or something? Like, I'm really curious. Because
give it a head massage?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll give you an update next week, but I'm hoping... I mean, this is supposed to already be, like, kind of fully grown by now, and it is not,
right.
So I don't know. Not nearly as spectacular as your Luke Combs tumbler over there.
I mean, it is so stunning. To whip this up in 24 hours is amazing that Luke did that, and I am the biggest Luke Combs fan. I'm going to go out with my Luke Combs Crocs, my Luke Combs sweatshirt, and this.
And then you're going to dance at a Luke Combs concert and have people outside in the parking lot point out how you were the life of the party inside.
I'm just glad that was in Minneapolis and not Duluth.
Yeah, right. By the way, you look nice today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lauren asked, did you get a new shirt today?
But now that I see it in the light, I'm like,
and, no. I'm wearing the shirt like literally 1,000 times.
I'm wearing like a sweatshirt because, you know,
right.
I'm still reeling from the radio. Reeling is not the right word. The radiothon was a lot, so I'm just still a little tired.
Kind of looks like Yoda in a little bit.
I just love that his braids have sprouts.
Well, the one side is.
That's like the cutest Chia pet ever, though. Like, look at Willie's face. It's so cute.
Okay, well, that's been an update, and
We will have a good update next week. All right. Believe in you, Ken.
Okay, well, we'll see. Oh, hi, Sean. Thanks. Okay, Sean. We'll talk to you later. I'm going to hang this up, and then I'm going to go on to the next. Hang this up. I don't even know how to.
Because we got
to
talk about the Grammys coming up.
Yeah, you know, I missed it. I forgot about it. And then I turned it on, and I was like, I didn't know. I saw like 3 minutes, and I'm like, nope, I moved on. So you have to fill me in. I don't know anything happened.
Nice. Okay.
Well,
I got this.
Lauren's Country Lowdown next here on B105. Lauren's Country Lowdown on B105. Okay, here we go.
Okay, we got to talk about the Grammys. That should probably take up most of our time because there were a lot of big country music moments everybody's talking about. Luke Combs and Tracy Chapman, they performed Fast Car together, which I was surprised when like that rumor came out over the weekend because I'm like, Tracy Chapman, I mean, when Luke released Fast Car and his cover and everything, she didn't say much. She was just like, I'm honored.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. You know, she totally lives out of the public eye.
Yeah.
First of all, she looks absolutely incredible. I was like, just looks like, cause she doesn't go in the public eye. Like, when
been
was
a long time.
Yeah. Sounded amazing, and everybody was talking about their performance. Everybody was like, that was a top 5 Grammys performance. And a lot of people also commented on how Luke has, like, really been respectful of the song.
Yeah.
And, like, he even said when he released his cover, he's like, I'm not changing a word. That's the best song that's ever written. So he's like, that's why I kept the lyric in about being a girl at the checkout line or whatever. So anyways, that was a big moment. However, they did lose their award. So Best New Artist, Jelly Roll, was in that category. He didn't win, but every time the camera panned to him, I was laughing because he was like rocking out to every song, having
he's
the time of his
it,
life.
Yeah.
That went to Victoria Monet, and he tweeted after. He said, she deserves that award. She's incredible. She's been writing hits for everyone. And he said, we're coming back next year stronger with more nominations. I'm inspired. So he wasn't like too sad that he lost. Best Country Solo Performance went to Chris Stapleton for White Horse. I thought this would be Luke's year to win, you know, because he had Fast Car, but...
Yeah, you'd think.
Yeah.
But, okay. Maybe that'll be winning next year.
Right. And then he also won Best Country Song. That goes to the songwriters. And then Best Country Duo Group Performance, Zach Bryan and Casey Musgraves, I Remember Everything. And then Best Country Album actually was very controversial, which is like... Everyone's always mad, but Lainey Wilson took it home for Bell Bottom Country, which is kind of obvious if you think about it. It's like she is one of the biggest stars in country music.
She won the Entertainer of the Year for CMAs, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And people were so mad. They were like, wow, she won over Zach Bryan and Tyler Childers. Like, people were super, super mad. However, with this win, she's now in a special group, very small group of people to win the Album of the Year at the Grammys, the ACMs, and the CMAs. I think the last person to do that was Casey Musgraves. So congratulations to her. You can see a recap, all that, B105country.com. But, you know, every time I watch the Grammys, I'm like, maybe I need to branch out because most of the people, I'm like, I don't know who this is.
Yeah.
Dua Lipa, though.
That's kind of like the Oscars. When I watch the Oscars, yeah. Most of the time they're movies that I never would see that won.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you kind of have to go, like, seek the Oscar movies out, you know?
Right, after, so, like, oh, this is what to watch, yeah.
Right. Also, Casey Musgraves was there. She also teased new music coming soon.
Cool.
And Kelsey Ballerini also looked very mad when she lost Best.
Hey, it's Myth World on Fire on B105, the Northland's number one for new country. And Thursday and Friday last week, we had the B105 Country Care St. Jude Kids Radiothon. Mm-hmm. Thanks to everybody that became a Partner in Hope and renewed their Partner in Hopes from years beyond. And we had what was the final total at the end
of it? Okay, the final total was $84,738.
Nice.
Which is crazy.
$84,738. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Northland, for stepping up and helping out.
Yeah,
and
thank you. And
B105
you know,
listeners.
The local businesses, the sponsors. We had Rafe Carlson and Tara Olson and her family. And, Justin from JG's Custom Lures. Just like a great It's a long few days, but it's always worth it in the end.
Yeah, and then, you know, Harold and the gang, too, he just sold the Harold service. You mm-hmm. know, he's retiring, so happy retirement to him and after all these years. But raising all these money, I think we looked at it, and they raised almost $500,000.
Yeah, crazy.
It should be $500,000 the next year, mm-hmm. so we'll see. But that's exciting stuff. So thanks, everybody, for that, and thank you, Lauren, for putting it all together.
Oh, thank you.
A stellar job.
It's a team effort.
It is a team effort.
It really is.
Yeah, right. Okay. John Party up next on B105. Old Dominion on B105, the Northland's number one for new country. And here is some jerk today. This has to do with a local story here that happened in Hermantown. Okay?
Okay.
This happened a couple days ago. I'm reading from Fox 21. And what happened was an armed overnight burglary and car theft happened in Hermantown. It was at the Autobahn. General manager of the Autobahn said that a Cadillac was stolen from the property. Mm-hmm. The burglar was carrying a gun at the time. And then what I saw, but I saw a different story somewhere. I'm trying to find it right now. And it said that he originally got into one car, but then crashed it because it was a manual transmission and he didn't know how to drive it.
Like, why would you even try? So dumb.
It's like, and there's that so thing dumb. That, there's the thing that, you know, people say, well, here's car theft is, you know, you have a stick. Kids these days can't drive one. Well, you know, I can't blame them because there's not that many cars that have it anymore.
I don't remember the last time I saw a car that was a stick shift.
Right, but he couldn't drive it, so he crashed it, and then took off a different car. All caught on video. They were able to get him later on, now in jail. But, yeah. You ever driven a stick?
No.
Yeah. My first two vehicles were a stick, so I know how to drive a manual transmission, and I kind of miss it, to be honest with you. I really do.
But yeah, I just never learned. Yeah, in Duluth, probably.
And there's really no reason for you to learn. I mean, because it's so hard to find a car now with them. I mean, unless you're going to get a really fancy sports car. You know what I mean?
That's not my vibe. Okay. So, don't have to worry about me. It's probably good to know, but
yeah,
not on my list of priorities.
Right, you got other things to worry about. Not True. Saying that you do, but yeah, it's not is that important. All right, I'm going to just put a foot in my mouth here. Chris Jansen, Blake Shelton, God's Country on B105, the Northland's number one for new country. It's Ken and Lauren, and we've got some angel here. Lauren?
Yes, this is a scary one.
How is it scary? It's supposed to be good.
Okay, it's scary. It's got a good story, but like I'm reading it and I'm like, okay, this is scary. So our two angels today, two guys, Lauren Ennis and his best friend Ben Erskine, probably saying that wrong, but they were in the Palisades. They were at a ski resort early last month and they got caught up in an avalanche. That's why it's scary.
Okay.
Super, super scary. They kind of knew that that was a possibility, but they still decided to go skiing and snowboarding, which like, okay. We're not going to judge them on that. But anyways, they just, by a miracle, when the avalanche came, they were both right next to each other. They were able to dig themselves out, right? Well, they were going to go find safety when they realized that there were two other people by them. And those people actually happened to be first responders that were going down the ski hill to make sure that everybody was, like, okay, right? But they got trapped. So these two best friends, like, risked their lives, dug them out, saved them, and then all four of them miraculously survived. I feel like there's a good lesson to be learned here. Like, don't risk that.
Don't go near an avalanche. I'll tell you what. There's another Netflix documentary that's out there. It's called Buried. Have you seen that?
Okay, I've seen that. I cannot watch that.
It was about a ski resort, and was it Lake Tahoe or something like that? I can't remember.
So scary.
It happened back in the 80s where an avalanche just came out and just completely just covered down, came down on resort.
Oh, my gosh.
And people, it's crazy and it's scary to see that stuff. It's really something.
I'm trying to think of the name. I watched a documentary on Netflix that also unlocked a fear in me, and it was so scary. It was, I'll have to look up the name and circle back, but it was like a volcano erupted. These tourists were going to, I can't remember the name of it, but that was also another fear that unlocked in me. So I'm just going to stay here in the studio and I'm never going to leave.
Okay. Wow.
I will leave, but, you know, I'll just be scared.
All right. Lainey Wilson, we're just going to move on. Lainey Wilson, Wildflowers and Wild Horses on B105, Northland's number one for new country. She won the country album at the Grammys yesterday.
Yep.
But everybody's talking about the big news was Luke Combs and Tracy Chapman.
Yeah.
And I saw a video of Taylor Swift. She was like in the audience just dancing and just vibing to it. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought that was pretty cute.
She does that to like every song.
Yeah, you know, good for her.
Because right? The camera's always on her, so you can't be like looking like a grouch, you
Can
know?
Can you imagine that? The camera always being on you? Like you're going to a football game and the camera's on you all the time?
Yeah.
You know, you can't ever pick your nose or anything. Not that I do that, but I mean...
I'm going to put
put a camera on Ken. Well, see what he does in his office.
Yeah, I'm thinking it would just be me poking at my chia pet trying to get it to grow.
I know. Right. If you miss our chia pet update, you can go on, Facebook, by the way.
Live, yeah. Yep. I don't know. Maybe I got to reseed his head, the top of his head.
Do you still have some of the seeds?
Oh, yeah. I saved them.
Maybe you just need to massage his head.
I don't know if that's going to work.
Well, it's worth a try. What do you have to lose?
Okay. Yeah, check that out on Facebook Live. And then you see Luke Holmes' Tumblr that Lauren unboxed today. So
finally.
It's been an exciting Monday. Lots happening around
doesn't
here.
Doesn't hold a lot of iced coffee, but that's okay. I'll make it work.
Okay. B105. Blake Shelton, God Gave Me You on B105, Northland's number one for new country. It's Ken and Lauren. I tell you what, I am sore. And I'm trying to figure out why I'm so sore, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a hard time. You know what it is I've been doing the Beat Saber thing on the Oculus. No, that's a workout.
I went to a bar class yesterday. That is hard, too.
A bar class?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's like a full body workout.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's that at?
It was a Taylor Swift bar class.
Oh.
And it was a Wild State Cider. It was fun. But anyways.
I didn't know you were doing that.
I told you, but that's okay. Oh. So you said you have an Oculus, and that's
my
doing.
Daughter got one, so, and then I've been trying to get some exercise because it's fun.
You should explain what that is, because the only reason I know what that is my parents have one, but I haven't heard of it like outside of that.
So you go with they got different songs, and then you have to do like you have the handles on the Oculus, the VR thing,
right?
And then they come at you with boxes, and you got to smash the boxes or slice the boxes with your lightsabers.
Ooh, right? That sounds fun, like Fruit Ninja.
Kind of, yeah.
Love that.
But you have to do stepping left and right. And I looked it up because I was interested. Yeah. So I'm like, could this be a way I could actually like get some exercise?
Yeah, you're probably getting a lot of steps.
They say that it's the same as playing tennis.
Oh.
And in 30 minutes of doing that, it's about 300 calories you can burn.
That's good, Ken.
Yeah. Only thing is I get the thing all sweaty then, and then my daughter's like, it's all sweaty. So I have to. Yeah, I know.
I would be like just worried if somebody like videotaped me doing that because I feel like everyone looks like a dork when they do it.
I don't care.
But I'm sure you looked great.
No, I looked like a dork, I'm sure. I'm sure I did, especially, yeah. I got done and I looked outside and realized my drapes were open and there was a bunch of city workers standing out in the street. I went, oh, this is awkward.
You're like, oops.
B105, Northland's number one for new country. We'll see you later. You have a great day. The workday kickoff will continue and Joe Danger is coming in next. So feel better, Lauren.
Thank you.
Pile on that DayQuil, NyQuil combo.
Yep, I had NyQuil last night, DayQuil this morning. Feeling better, but you know, still going to need some more DayQuil later.
That's because you burn yourself out in a radiothon.
I always get sick during the radiothon.